All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi'inj Shakhlech from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this June 4th, 2026 on Free Voices. We have a subject today, and it's going to be on sacrifice. And we have some of our co-hosts in the house with us today. We have Our Lady Fahima.
Hello, everyone. I'm so delighted to be here.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we also have a guest with us, guest host, and his name is Derek, right?
Yes.
Hello, everyone. I'm Derek. I'm a PhD student at SFU. Very happy to be here today.
Yes, wonderful. Good to have you. And also, we do have Charlotte going to be joining us also. And
she's on the other line, basically, but she is with us.
Yes, she'll be right in with us. And also, we do have coming in with us will be Wegedesk, our hive diving champion of the world, and also my
wonderful
brother, Shkwait Shakhlech, an extreme survivalist. So,
fantastic.
And so we have some special music chosen for you guys too, from the chats, Dead Meadow, Noni Moto, and Ridvan, and also, if we have enough time, The Raven Trip. So stay tuned for all that. And we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from France, from Italy, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just making this world a better place in this universe. So thank you all for joining, and we're going to start off with a group from down Australia, down under, and this is a band called The Chats, and this is their song called Smoko. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That was a nice fast song. That was the Chats, and their song was called Smoko. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world from the Mi'kmaq peoples. And just always a blessing and honor to have him come on our show. And we'd like to ask him, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths. And we also have Marlo on the line with us too. So thank you both for joining us live on the radio.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Thanks for having us on, Chief.
Yeah, no problem. So, let's do some deep breaths.
Let's do it. Let's get our body ready for these deep breaths by relaxing our shoulders, relax our jaw, our belly. Just feel safe and loved as we breathe in this amazing air. And when we're absolutely full, then we're just going to let it all out, maybe with a nice sigh. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Heck yeah, 2 more. And 1 more. Thank you, God, for everything.
Oh man, always awesome just to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, get us all fired up and ready for a real beautiful subject, which our subject is going to be on sacrifice. So wow. We'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, sacrifice. That's a tough one, Chief, because I'm the kind of guy that I want it all. So when I've got to, you know, let something go or maybe exercise discipline, I think it's really important to have reasons why I'm sacrificing or reasons why I'm going without something. And I think if there's enough reasons and they're good enough, then it doesn't feel so much like a sacrifice, and it's not really a sacrifice. It just feels like a sacrifice, but it's actually a harvest or a bounty or a benefit of some kind. So, you know, as always, Chief, we love to empower our listeners and empower ourselves so that we can help humanity have the best time possible while we're alive. And I certainly like to change our perspective on things to give us more power. And why not take away sacrifice and become a beneficiary of something? So my words on sacrifice is arrange your sacrifice so that you're receiving the benefits in due time, my friends. So that's what I have to say about that. How about you? What are you guys saying?
Well, it's such a heavy, heavy word, and I learned a lot about it just from watching our late and great Counselor Fari, the one that, you know, provided this whole program for us. And she did a lot of sacrificing in her life, especially to help a lot of indigenous people, native tribes all over North America.
I don't mean to be rude, but I was laughing because I thought you were going to say, including helping me.
Oh, right? Absolutely. You know, for 25 right. years, we worked together, and she provided me the best counseling. And, you know, yeah. It's most of the reason why I made it into this aviation world and got my commercial aviation helicopter license. And I give a lot of that credit to her for her dedication and all the counseling that she helped me heal. We all have a lot of big, deep wounds from the residential school system and a lot of racism and discrimination. So she helped me through a lot of that and helped shape my mind and my heart, my soul, my spirit, and so I give a lot of credit to her for all her sacrifice in helping us, not only myself, but the world. So it's just amazing and beautiful. And I just really appreciate you given us the time and sacrifice to come on to our radio program and make it greater than it already is. And it was so great to hear Marlo on the line with you, and still going out and riding with you and being with you. It's always great to have great family and friends around us who sacrifice for us.
Absolutely, Chief. Thank you so much for having us on. And we look forward to chatting with you next week, everybody. Bye for now.
Beautiful. Thank you
Wonderful.
So much. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our high diving champion of the world, Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq peoples. And it's always just a blessing and honor to get him to come onto our program and give us some words of advice in what helped him achieve those champion records that he did in jump high diving. So
yes.
Really special. So we
very much indeed.
We're
yes.
looking forward to hearing him, from him again next week.
Absolutely.
So coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Derek, and also we're going to be playing a song for him from Dead Meadow, and the song is called "Sleepy Silver Door." So let's have a listen to that. We'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody. Oh man, that was Dead Meadow and their song Sleepy Silver Door. And I've been saving that song for quite a few years and saving it for a special time. And we have with us AI specialist Derek, and we'd like to get his words on sacrifice and also his journey into artificial intelligence. So yes, welcome to the program, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I'm very happy to be here. This is my first time to do the things like this.
Yes.
Yeah. As a, about the sacrifice, I think for me it's a lot of things to discuss or talk about. Like for me, I've already do the study or academic for quite mm-hmm. long years.
Yeah.
It's a kind of sacrifice for me. Mm-hmm. Since actually before this is my third year in the SFU for PhD study. My major is the robotics. Particular.
Amazing.
Just how to make the humanoid robotics to move and act like a real human. Naturally and smartly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the system is very, very large. You not only have the like the current AI or LLM systems, you also need a real hardware, make mm-hmm. a real hardware robots to start moving and control it. This is what I'm doing. But actually before I came to SFU 2 years ago, I also have a startup in China.
Mm-hmm.
That company also work very well. So if I come here, I sacrifice a lot. I kind of quit that the company we built that
mm-hmm.
and come to here. It's kind of sacrifice. But mm-hmm. but for me, like I feel... so when I first come here, it's still need to learn a lot of things to be used to the new environment,
mm-hmm.
Be knowledge and learning language, learning how to live here.
Mm-hmm.
But gradually, we be expert about all the new novel things. Gradually, you can feel that you really open a new world,
mm-hmm.
new minded. Like for here, we build a lot of new friendships with a lot of people, and you start to feel the mm-hmm. the natural environment of in Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
and also you go into a much broader mm-hmm. world to know different people,
mm-hmm.
get close to different jobs, people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So gradually the. Maybe at first I will feel kind of sacrificed, but if you keep moving on, keep going, set your goals, be much long terms,
mm-hmm.
much bigger, the past the sacrifice will be gradually be less and less this feeling.
Yeah.
And nowadays I think the new trip here is really fortune for me here, not any sacrifice.
Beautiful.
This is what this seems. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was just gonna ask. Yeah. Was it like a culture shock too? Like when you first came here, did you feel like kind of like a culture shock?
It's not that much. A very strong since even this is the first country I move out of China, but. Actually, with my girls, there's a lot of like movie music. I love a lot of movie and music in North America. So, I already can feel the atmosphere here. So, there was not that much shock. Yeah,
yeah I was.
Good.
Well, I was asking because I do know we have. An audience out in China, and they may have that question too of like, oh, what was it like to come to a new country? And and you know, we're all mm-hmm. travelers of the world, so you know, going to another country there might be that shock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that I would probably go to shock if I went to China. I know I'd go to shock. But it's great that you already had a system that was helping you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, and you did mention like movies and music and stuff. And was that how you kind of integrated and got your mind prepared for it?
The impact of the North American's cultures is very popular and famous around the world. Mm-hmm. So even when we are very young stage, you can hear or listen anywhere from China about this kind of things. And there's always some things will attract you, you gradually to dive into them. So you already kind of mentally get used to some of the cultures and feelings and things.
And
here.
To be connected basically with this music.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask also about the benefits of artificial intelligence and also the negativities about it, and I'll let you explain some of that.
If you can.
Yeah, yeah. So the motivation or the goal for the nowadays, tons of researchers and companies invest money and effort to the AIs. We want to reconstruct the how human think, and talk each other and. The smartness and intelligence of a human, and gradually, like for us to do robotics, we further wanted to replicate to reproduce the people's movement ability, the body abilities to some hardwares too, and then the goal or the motivation finally is. It can replace people's for very tedious or boring job in a life, and the people then can enjoy or do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for the for very boring things, they will be done by robots or the AI. This is what the scientists or the researchers think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think the. That story still have a lot of sacrifices. The real progress is not really gross like what people originally designed for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe and recently we had a lot of news and some AI agent systems will replace the some workers or engineers or the coding software engineers jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will gradually happens. So yeah, this is very heavy things for a lot of people. Yeah, but
it seems like it would be such a great thing to especially take over the most dangerous jobs.
Like yeah, yeah.
There are some really, really dangerous jobs out there. And it would be great to have robot be in that place instead of our brothers and sisters out there.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so,
right.
Exactly.
I really commend you on that and all the people that are into that and research and, and taking that danger out from us and helping us to like save our hands and feet and fingers for other other things.
And life as well.
So I really appreciate that and thank you so much for coming in
and
joining us and sharing with us. It's very special and
I
really enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I've very enjoyed talking.
And then maybe later on we'll get another chance to bring you in and
absolutely.
Talk.
Yeah, sure.
That would be great.
I enjoyed that.
So and we're going to carry on with our program and coming up next we'll be speaking with my brother Shkwait Shakhlach. So we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada.